good and some that look ugly.
You always look good. Stop.
Let's start with what you're looking for and then how you verify for it. You have to decide what you're looking for, but you have to recognize that everyone looks at people differently. And what might be very good looking in your eyes, someone else can come to you, like this guy came to me, and tell you, I wouldn't go out with that girl if you want someone who's good looking. I don't believe in verifying about looks. You could know that if a girl's overweight, that bothers you, so that you could verify about. Is she overweight? You could know that if she's missing all her front teeth, that's going to bother you. You could ask, does she have all her front teeth? I wouldn't ask. I would hope that they would tell you that. But short of technical facts, her weight and her height, I don't believe in verifying, because I think everyone's going to lie to you anyways. So looks, you could listen between the lines. If you have a shatkin who you feel comfortable with, you could tell him, look, I'd like to hear about the looks of the girl, and hope he's going to tell you something. When you verify about the girl, I wouldn't ask it, because depending on who the friend is, she could very well call up her friend and say, you know how materialistic this guy is? You know how much he's stressed how you look? Wait. So we live in reality that we're men and they're girls.
We're men and they're girls.
We should save that for the first date, the looks.
The looks, we'll talk about in a second. So that's what we're talking about. Give me just a second. So I think that if you know there are specifics that interest you, you could do it. If you have a shatran that you feel comfortable telling it to, you could tell it to him. But at the end of the day, I don't think you're ever going to get a really good picture on that one. I don't know of a way of getting around. Now, as far as looking at pictures, what can I tell you? I don't believe in it.
I've been on like a few blind dates. Not in this. And you get there and it's just like, just not even the ballpark. And then you just feel terrible for the girl. You're sitting there, you know, trying to be nice. You don't want to like just.
If you have someone who you trust, that's very good if you could verify it. But
could someone you trust look at a picture for you? What's the reason why you would not suggest?
I'll tell you, as far as pictures, so pictures aren't accurate at all. They don't. Pictures are very often not accurate. It happens to be in the Haredi crowd in the United States, it's become acceptable that you could go look at yearbook pictures. So girls invest a fortune in getting their own yearbook picture. They go and they go to makeup artists, and they go to a photographer, and they invest a lot of money because they know that their shidduch is going to be looking at that. So what'd you gain? I mean, with the proper makeup, with the right artist, and the right photographer, so you could look very good. I think that you could mention it, but many shadchanim aren't open to it. Now, as far as what you're looking for, so I think that looks depend a lot on who the person is. If you like a person, then sometimes he looks a lot better.
That's true.
I had a chavrusa who he had a deformity in his eyes that when one eye looked this way, the other eye looked that way. He could never look at you with both eyes. It was impossible. You never knew who he was looking at. Yeah, he once told me that. He told me, you never know if I'm with you or not.
Because I wanted to meet someone, and I always had to look at him, because it seemed like he was always looking at me, talking to me, but then I would see he was talking to someone else.
Okay, but what was my point with this guy? That they called me about him once for a shidduch. So I described him, and I totally forgot to mention this thing about the eyes. Not on purpose. But I liked the guy. I'd learned him for 2 years, 3 years straight. I didn't even remember it. I didn't even notice it. I was so used to what a wonderful guy he was. So I just totally forgot to tell him. I hung up the phone. I said, gee, how do I get back to him? 5 minutes after I hung up the phone, it hit me. I was so used to the person, I didn't even think of it. I hung up the phone and I started thinking, did I tell him everything? What did I say right? And as I'm thinking it over, I'm just, hey, actually, yeah, maybe I should mention that. Maybe I shouldn't mention that. I had no way of going back. I didn't know who they were. So, as far as looks, I think it does pay to see who the person is. I think also that we have to think a little bit about what we're looking for. Looks change. I'm not coming like some people say, don't be materialistic, you're not marrying the looks, you're marrying the person. The Gemara says clearly that a person shouldn't marry a girl before he sees her, because maybe when he'll see her, she won't find favor in his eyes. And the Torah says, "Vahavta l'reacha kamocha." So the Gemara is basically saying, you know, if you're not going to feel good with her looks, then you're not going to be in fulfillment of "Vahavta l'reacha kamocha." So why didn't the Gemara say, so you'll be a big tzaddik, and what do you care about the looks? The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said, see her, because we expect you to marry a girl who you're attracted to. So when you wake up in the morning, you'll discover she looks very different than she did on the date.
Right.
But that's not the point. I think on the one hand, you have to marry a girl who you think looks okay. But notice I didn't say is great looking. Some people won't feel like she looks okay unless she reaches a certain standard. So I have a guy who I tried offering him girls a few times, and he started telling me, I need a girl that's very fair-skinned. I need a girl that's this. I need a girl that's that. Start describing me. I start thinking the guy has an idol. He has this picture in his mind. He's drawn her already. I think the guy is off. I don't think you could date that way. Even in looks. And in other things as well. We'll discuss other things also. But on the other hand, you do have to feel comfortable with her. So what does feel comfortable mean? Feel comfortable means that nothing about it bothers you. Does it have to be that she's the most attractive girl in the world? No. Does it have to be that you feel she's attractive? Yes. It's better that way. If you have a girl that you're dating who you think is fair looking, you don't think she's very attractive, so consult someone. Talk it over with someone. Whether you should or shouldn't, that's a hard call to make in the air. Like that's already subjective. Depends on the person. Every time I was dating and I'd call a rabbi, there's a rabbi who I consulted with when I was dating. The first question he'd ask me was, "What are her looks like? How does she look? Huh? Is she good looking or not?" So this happened once, twice, three times. Eventually, I asked him, why is that the first question you ask me? So he said, because it's something you never mention. And I think that you're off. You're dating this girl, you're dating girls, and every time we discuss things, you don't mention the looks at all. And I think you're making a mistake. The halacha says that the looks are important. You have to feel comfortable with their looks. And if every time we talk, you don't mention it, then every time I'm coming from the other extreme, the first thing I'm asking is, what are her looks like? So I care what her looks are like. I don't care what her looks are like. Is that the thing that's also important? No, it's not the thing that's also important. But you can't come and say it's not important at all. No, there are girls that could fit everything that you're looking for, but the looks are going to bother you. And if the looks bother you, then don't you dare marry her. And he was right. I dated a girl who had a lot of amazing features, but it was the one girl out of all the girls I dated that her looks bothered me. Something bothered me there. Afterwards, I found out she had many issues that I sensed in her looks. Like she was depressed. I mean, there was nothing you could do, and you could see it in her eyes. So, okay, it bothered me. I didn't know it at the time. But, okay, so he was right. And that's what I'm telling you. Looks are subjective. How important, how not important, don't look for a model. But you'd have to feel comfortable with her. And when you're checking her out, so that's very hard to check out. I don't think you're going to get a good answer unless you have people who you could ask the question to. You could ask. Some shatchanim take it okay, some don't. And some are just going to lie to you. And I don't know how you find out. I don't know. That one I don't know how to find out about.
That's an odd one. Just go with it.
If you have a friend who could verify, then it's okay. Then it's easier. Like I had this guy who I could ask him, and he asked the sisters. But if looks would have interested me enough to verify beforehand, I would have asked. You verify and you hear a lot of things. So on the one hand, what are you verifying for? To find that information. On the other hand, if things seem okay, don't be quick to knock something out. Because after everything we've said, that it's important to verify and that the verifications have value, they have limited value. At the end of the day, you're getting other people's perspective on things. So if things seem okay, if they're not exactly what you're looking for, it might very well pay to go out with a girl. Because it could be that there are very important factors that are exactly what you need that everyone forgot to tell you, that no one thought are important to mention. So, on the one hand, verify, because you'll hear a lot of things. But on the other hand, don't take the verifications to the T. Don't think that everything you heard is accurate exactly, even if three people told you the same thing. Think about it. Analyze it. See what's important for you, what's not, and what of what's important is there.
Quick question.
Yeah.
About the references, is it appropriate to ask the girl herself for references?
How would you be talking to the girl herself?
Well, I mean, you said you can continue to track references even after you started dating her.
Yeah, you could do that, but then I trust them even less. Yeah. You could ask the girl, let's say you're dating, and after three dates you feel like you want to verify some more, and you find a diplomatic way of presenting it. You could ask her for references. Understand that it's not as accepted in Israel as I would like. I'm telling you what I recommend, but that doesn't mean that's accepted practice here. I'm telling you, on this point, it's not so accepted to check out a lot, and furthermore, not during the dating. But it's legitimate, so make sure to give an introduction before you do it. But I would, the only reason I would ask her for references, you listen. People sometimes slip and tell you good information. But more, I would ask her for references in order to ask them who their reference is, who they could tell me knows her. Meaning, I don't believe if she's going to tell me to call so-and-so, then you could be sure that the person she's telling you to call, she's going to call the second the date ends and tell him, look, he's going to call, make sure to say this, make sure to say that, or be careful about this. Many, many girls are going to do that. And when I ask for references, what I would do, I can tell you this 100%, I would call, let's say, a friend, verify about the girl, and I'd say, do you know who else knows the girl? And she'd give me two friends' names. When I hung up with her a second later, I was calling that girl. I didn't give her 2 minutes to call that girl to collaborate, because you'd be surprised how many times I sensed they were collaborating. I could tell. You could sometimes tell. There's a game going on here. And the same thing is true with her relatives. If you're going to call, if you're going to ask her for a reference, and she's going to give you that reference, so then, in my book, call at a time when you could call other people. You know that at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not going to catch most people home. But 6 o'clock in the evening, you are. Friday afternoon is the best time to call people. They might not have patience for you, but they're home. Matzei Shabbos is a great time to call people. Ideal is Matzei Shabbos. So, when I'd call her reference, if she gave me a reference, then within 2 seconds, I hung up the phone with them, I'd call the other person. And sometimes I had a feeling that they did the same thing. So if the first line I called, there was Mamtina, I'd call the second one right away. She can't call both at the same time. Someone she's not going to collaborate with. And if she tells me, you know, I'll get back to you in a few minutes with references, so then you know you've got to ask those references for something else. I'm assuming that if you need to verify something, then you're sensing there's something to verify. So if there's something to verify, then someone wants to cover it up. So you have to use your head to be one step ahead of the game.
So there is instances where verification is not even relevant. We don't. If you say you've gone out with the person already, you might not even feel, if you don't feel it's necessary, you might not even.
Nope, definitely disagree. 100% not. I went out with a girl once. I told her I don't trust people. So she said, "You don't trust me?" So I said, no. She said, what do you mean? How can you think of marrying me if you don't trust me? So I told her, look, if you'll be my wife, this happened, true story. I told her, if you'll be my wife, then I'm going to trust you with my whole life, with the whole bank account, with everything I got, with my kids, with my life, with everything, I'll trust you, right? So right now, we're contemplating being husband and wife. That's why we're dating, right? So I'm going to give you all the trust in the world if you'll be my wife, and probably you'll give me the same thing. So, don't you think that before I give you all that trust, I have to not trust you to verify that you're worth giving all that trust to? I can't walk into this and say, yeah, I trust every person, give my whole life to them.
No way, she picked up, you were throwing down.
Huh?
She what?
I agree.
That's not something that a woman can, like, that will not.
I don't know, could be. I don't think, I'm not telling you to tell a girl that.
Me.
Yeah, okay, I hear.
It sounds like me. Before I make an investment, I gotta research it. Yeah. She's blocked.
Okay, maybe you're right. I hear. Maybe you shouldn't tell her that, but I'm telling you that. You're saying if you're dating a girl and everything seems right, should I check her out? 100% check her out. You know, I had a guy call me this month. He's dating a girl. They get engaged. A week before the wedding, he finds out she's taking pills. She's got psychological issues. She never thought to mention it. Now what's he gonna do? Standing a week before the wedding. And she slips. She mentions it then.
What'd he do?
It's a good question.
We don't know?
No, it wasn't yesterday. They're married. They decided to marry her. And I wish them well. This is a question that came up this month.
Oh, wow.
So he trusted her. Very nice. She wasn't right. That should have come up. She was taking certain pills. She had certain psychological issues. That's legitimate. She's entitled, but at some point she should have told him. We're going to discuss when you divulge your own information and when she should divulge hers. We'll get to that in a second. But I definitely believe that just because you date a girl and you think you know who she is and you think you don't have to verify, don't kid yourself. She might be the nicest girl, sweetest girl, everything seems right. Check her out.
So just to verify again, if you're dating a girl already, she seems nice, but you still want to verify, ideally you don't ask her for references, but you go to whoever offered somebody, try to find out secretly, but at the same time, tell her that you're
I'm saying you, if you could figure out a nice way of telling her, you should, and if not, then make sure to conceal your identity very, very well, and when you verify, the way to do it, meaning you cover your number. And you, if you're dialing from a regular phone, you do star 43 and then the number. That's from a cell phone. I don't know how to do it. If you feel like you can't tell her, then you still have to verify. There's nothing you could do, but you should know you're risking hurting her feelings. Nothing you could do. When you call, yeah, I definitely would not. You could ask a friend to check her out. And when you call, the way to present it is, I was offered to date this and this girl. Not I'm in the middle of dating her and I was wondering. You presented like I was offered to date. You were offered to date her. You dated her already 50 times, but you were offered to date her, right? So you presented as I was offered to date this and this girl, and I was wondering if you could tell me about her. So the friend might say, you know, I'm sure this might be very good. Yeah,
already.
I think she's dating someone seriously. So you say, yeah, but you never know. Someone offered it to me, so do you mind telling me? So you run into these people who don't want to tell you anything because they know she's about to get engaged. Okay, so you call the next guy. What can he do? I'm saying because it'll probably get back there, and because it's not so acceptable in this crowd here in Israel, it pays to find a polite way of notifying her of that. You do lose something by that you're giving her a chance to cover up if she has something to cover up. So you have to weigh how to do it. But that's, in general, those are the things to think about. Okay. So we checked out the girl. And we got a lot of information. And now we come back to the matchmaker or whoever offered the girl.
We've even seen her once.
Correct. It's worth it.
You call her before you see her?
Of course. But why should you agree to seeing her? Find out who she is. You're going to date every girl they offer you? Why waste your time? Why run out to the Golan, spend a half a day traveling, half a day traveling back, and then you meet the girl and you see... It's not. She doesn't want what you want out of life. You don't want what you want out of life. Why'd you two meet? Because someone else thought it was a good idea. Okay.
How about relocation? That's another issue, right?
One second. Let's go slowly. Now we're up to stage two. The girl seems like she's something you want. She's a person you would be interested in getting to know, and you come back and you say a positive answer. Now you have to give your information. So now we're reaching a sticky issue. What information do you give and what don't you give? The pasuk says in Mishlei. Oh, we're going to learn something tonight. After all, Ya'alelcha zar velo ficha nochri v'al sefatecha. May a stranger praise you, and not your own mouth. May someone who's foreign, may he give you good words, and not your own lips. So, Ya'alelcha zar, your praise should come from a stranger, someone else. Velo ficha, not your own mouth. Nochri, someone who's not yourself, someone distant, ve'al sefatecha, but not your own lips. So, that's in Mishlei, exact pairing, pasuk, I don't remember. So, ideally, you should have a friend who could speak about you. I speak about my friends, but about you guys, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell the girl or whoever's asking me, I'll tell you as much as you want, but you should know I don't know him well. I'm gonna give you as much backing as I could with being truthful. I'm sorry, I believe in being truthful. You could definitely give me as a reference. Just it would be nice if you're giving me as a reference. If you came to me beforehand, every guy who has come to me beforehand, I take down some information so I don't sound totally stupid. You want me to be able to say something, not just I see him in shir and I can tell you he seems like this and this and this. And I'm not good with names. So if you don't come to me beforehand, I might say, wait a second, give me a date. Just want to connect the name with the face. They're not going to give too much credence to what I say if I say that. So if you're going to give me his reference for your own benefit, it's a good idea to come to me first. But you don't have to. What information do you give about yourself? So what kind of person you are, you could say, but it's better if you have someone else say. You should make sure to say the points that are relevant to what you're looking for. Meaning, I was a magician. I never told any shadchan I was a magician because it was not relevant to the type of girl I was looking for. I learned martial arts. That's not relevant to the girl I want to go out with. Today, I'm living a slightly different life. I'm not practicing any martial arts. I'm not doing magic. So the girl I'm going out with, that's not the point I have to tell about myself. No one has to know that. So I'm not. I don't mention that. You're not coming to get a job. You're not coming to impress her. You're coming to give the information which is going to be relevant that the right girl is going to be matched to you. So what information is relevant? The information that's relevant is how many years you're religious, what you've been learning, what your background is. If you have good things to say about your family, say them. If you don't, so you don't have to mention them. She might ask, and she's entitled to know, but you don't have to offer that information off the bat.
What other offer good information?
Good information you should offer. Why not?
You don't have to offer anything.
But anything negative. We're going to discuss in a second certain issues. But most things, why should you say them? Yeah.
Trying to get that first date.
You're trying to get that first date, right? You want to be honest. So don't say, I've been in Shiva for 10 years now. I finish Shas 3 times and I wake up for a Vasikin every day and I learn the day straight. No, that's not true. You have to be truthful. Be accurate. But you don't have to come and say, you know, I don't make it to Minyan every day. That's none of her business right now. You could say, look, I'm in Yeshiva and I learn here. I learn half a day. I learn a whole day. The things that interest me are, my aspirations are, I'm the type of person who it's very important for him, the following things. My personality is, I'm very outgoing, I'm very quiet, I'm very confident, I'm very this, I'm very that. What type of girl am I looking for? So, tell the shatran, what type of girl are you looking for? Are you looking for someone who, what are the things that interest you? Some people want a wife who's not going to work, some people want a wife who is going to work. Some people say, that's not how I'm choosing a wife, whether she's going to work or not. What I need to know is what her traits are like. I need someone who's gentle. I need someone who's assertive. I need someone who's going to run the house. I need someone who's going to know halacha. I need someone who's at the same stage that I am, that doesn't know that much, that we could build together. I need someone who I could feel like I'm running the house, not that she's running the house, so I need her to know a little bit less than I do. Everything is legitimate. I'm giving a bunch of examples. I don't mean you should say all of them, because I don't think you can put all of them together and get a normal person. But I'm giving you a lot of options, because... Again, what we said in our introduction, we're not talking ideals now. Ideals have their place in dating. But you have to, when you're approaching dating, also recognize where the true me is. So some guys want a girl who's going to be less assertive in the house. They want her on the house. So they might have a bit of a surprise when they get married. But at least when they date, they should at least look for a girl who matches that description. And they should say it. So they should find the nice way of saying it. You're not looking to portray yourself. Whatever I say goes in the house. And okay, that's how you want to describe yourself. So describe yourself that way. But you could say the same thing in a nice way. You could say, I don't have such a strong background, and I want a girl who's going to have a strong background. One guy told me, I really don't have a family because my family is so removed from everything I'm doing. I don't really have a family. I'd like a girl who does have a family. When you speak to a shadchan, you should arrange the things in a manner where you explain to him, this is what's critical for me. I need a girl that's Shomer Shabbos. I need a girl that's going to be Shomer Negiah. I need a girl that won't expect me to kiss her on a date or touch her or do anything that's halachically forbidden. I need a girl that, whatever. You describe, this is what is critical for me. Anything that doesn't match these criteria isn't for me. Now there are my preferences. I would prefer a girl, either Ashkenazi, Sephardi, you could say that. For me, it's critical that you be Ashkenazi. You could say whatever you want. I'm just giving that as an example of something that could be optional. You should have two sections when you talk to shatran: the things that are critical for you and the things that are preferences, and explain it to the shatran. Now I'm telling you things that I'm... really, anything that doesn't match these criteria isn't for me. And then I'll tell you things that 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 I would prefer. And an organized chatkan is going to have both. And he'll, when he offers you a girl, he'll be able to tell you. She matches all the criteria you said were critical and the following criteria of the things you said are preferable. What else are you going to say about yourself? So I always tell the story about the guy who had diabetes. And every girl that he was offered, he wanted to be an honest guy. So on the first date, he'd come to the date, and the date was going fine. And he'd tell her, you know, I want you to know I have diabetes, and it's genetic, and this is what my father suffered from it, and this is what I suffer from it, and this is what you could expect the kids will suffer from. And he never got to date number two, because every girl thought, gee, I have two other offers, why should I go with that? So one day he was talking to his rabbi, and he said, you know, I'm very careful to be honest with the girls, and I tell them this. And for some reason, I never hit it to date number two. So the rabbi said, you know what? I'm not sure you're being so honest with the girl. So why not? I'm being perfectly honest. He said, no. Because what you're doing to a girl is you're saying, I want you to focus on this point that I have diabetes. And really, that's not the only point about you. You have many points about you. And if you'd give the girl an opportunity to know, I am a person who is kind and caring and loving and a wonderful person who has the following great attributes.
Oh, by the way,
and after 3 dates, 4 dates, at some point, you don't have to wait till the end. You shouldn't wait till the end. You tell her, look, I want you to know that I have diabetes, then you're being more fair to the girl. If you come and plop, bang it down on her, then that's not fair either. Previous marital status, so we'll get that in just a second, okay? So we're going to divide the things, we're going to divide it into two things. There are things which you don't have to say beforehand, but are recommended to say beforehand. Like, I didn't say that. You said that.
Right, well, that's actually what Ashad Khan said. Do you care if she has children?
Absolutely. So let's wait. Could you give me just a second? Because you guys are jumping and I can't keep up. Give me 1 second. Let's retract and start again. If there are things which you should say but you don't have to say before, and those things are really things which halachically you don't have to say before, but if she's going to find them out, then you're better off saying them because it might turn her off totally. She might say, hey, who is this guy? I had a guy also last month. I set him up with a girl, and he was interested in dating the girl. He gave me his information. I didn't know him well, but from what I knew him, I thought he matched perfectly to a girl, to a certain girl. And after he said yes, I told the girl about him. Fine. Day passes, 2 days pass, 3 days pass. After 4 or 5 days, I get a phone call that she's not interested. I wasn't home. I got the message from my wife. So I wasn't home. I couldn't hear, like, why not? It seemed like perfectly what she was looking for. So I told the guy, look, she said no. And the guy was adamant. He did something that no one's done to me before. He said, I want to know why. So I said, look, I don't think it's fair. Why should I put her on the spot? Why should I, I mean, she's entitled to say, no, she doesn't owe me any answers. What, I'm going to call her and ask her why, if I was on the phone when she called. So I could tell her, you know, if you tell me a little bit more about what to look for, then I could find the guy more easily for you. But now to call her back and say, I want to know why you said no to this guy, that's not nice. It's not fair to put her on the spot. So he was adamant. He said, no, I have to know. I'm worried that someone's saying bad things about me. I'm worried that one of my references is saying bad things about me, and that's why this girl said no. So I need you to find out why she said no. Okay, what am I going to say? He needs help. I mean, he's right. Maybe someone is bad-mouthing. So we worked something out. We got a friend. I knew a very good friend of hers, and I called that friend. I said, look, this is a situation. Do me a favor. Talk to her as a friend. Find out what's going on. Turns out the guy never bothered telling me. He was previously married, and he was divorced. So when I offered the shidduch, I didn't mention that. And this girl,
she felt I was being deceptive.
I don't know if she felt it was being deceptive or she felt I was being deceptive. But she wasn't interested in, she was never married. She didn't want a guy that was divorced. So she's entitled. He made me look very bad. I looked like I lied to the girl. And he hurt himself because it could be that if he would have said it up front, she would have agreed. Could be. I don't think so, but it could be.
You shouldn't play games with like halachically married.
Wait. I didn't say what you should do yet. I'm just telling you a story. I'm just coming to illustrate that that if you're going to play games, you have to know it could backfire big time. Now, what do you have to say and don't have to say before you go out? So let's leave married for a second. Certain things are given in certain crowds. The average girl, I think, that's going out with a guy who spent part of his life not being orthodox, not being observant, I think it's pretty much a given that he's had certain experience having marital relations with other girls. That, I think, is a given. What about if he has children? Or he had a previous marriage, legal or halachic? So I think each person, depending on where he's dating, what girl he's dating, who's offering the shidduch, should consult his rabbi. What he should say, what he shouldn't say, how he should present it. Every person should talk to his rabbi. It depends on what form it's being offered on. There are too many variables to say a yes or no answer. The girl should know that. Does she have to know that before you date her? Or will she know that during the dating process? What's fair and what's not fair depends on too many details. Meaning, this guy, for example, who didn't tell me he was previously married, his wife went crazy. She was literally nuts. Like, she was mentally serious problem. So some rabbi told him that given the situation, and that they were married, I think, under a month. I think they were married, like really short. So some rabbi told him, I don't know who, that he doesn't have to tell a girl before the date that he was previously married, given his circumstance. He said, look, you weren't really married. You thought you were getting married. You can't call that married when the day after the wedding she was in a mental institution, etc. That's not married. Someone tricked you. And so I'm not sure I understand why the rabbi said that. Maybe he told him you should say it on the first date. Maybe he told him, I don't know exactly, but every circumstance is different. There are too many variables to give. I can't give a rule. I could say that you should consult someone who knows enough to tell you what's right. And you should also consider the practical question. Meaning, even if halachically you don't have to say something beforehand, if she's going to find it out and that's going to make you look deceptive, then I don't think you've gained anything. So that's a practical aspect.
Answer. You want to know before what you did before becoming religious?
So again, if it's not marriage, I don't think you have to say anything, because if a girl knows anything about the world, then I think it's pretty understandable that any person who... Like one girl told me. I asked her about... she had a broken engagement. She wasn't married. And I asked her if she wants me to mention it when I speak to guys. So she said, I don't understand, Rabbi. Every guy you're talking to is coming... she thought I was only talking to guys. Machon, from a non-religious background, do you want to tell me they don't all have previous experience? They all have previous experience. So I know that when I'm going out with a guy like this. Of course they know I have previous experience. So it makes a difference that I was actually engaged and I thought to marry someone? So I'm not sure I agree with her. I respected what she said. I'm not sure I agree with her. Because I think there is a difference between one and the other. I could understand that a guy would feel there's a difference, but I could also understand that she feels, let me present it. I could present all the facts that a guy would want to know. I don't think it's a big enough difference that I have to say it before we date. I have to say it before we get married, maybe, but I don't have to say it before the guy agrees to date me, because that I could hear.
I know there's a big question when I'm on dates. Like, if I'm telling a story about something, like some past experience of mine, do you like to leave out the girlfriend?
Depends on how relevant it is.
It becomes like this amorphous person as opposed to a she.
Right. That's a tough call. You have to know what our sages say, that there was a double game going on in Megillas Esther. Esther is sitting there, and Ahasuerus keeps asking her, what's your family? What nationality are you from? Esther, the queen in the story of Esther.
Mordechai.
Yeah, so Mordechai's wife, Ahasuerus's wife. So Esther's sitting there, and Ahasuerus keeps asking her, tell me, I'll help your people, I'll help your family. Tell me where you're from. And Mordechai is standing behind her back, and he's going, don't say, shh. He's signaling her, you stay tough, don't give in. Ahasuerus turns around to Mordechai, and Mordechai, he tells him, I want your counsel. Esther leaves the room, and Ahasuerus says, tell me, how do I get her to tell me? So Mordechai is his advisor. So Mordechai gives him advice. What does Mordechai tell him? Mordechai tells him a rule that the Gemara quotes. Mordechai tells him, "En isha mitkana ela biyerech chaverta." A woman, if you want her to be jealous, the way to get her to be jealous is by getting another woman into the picture. You want her jealous? Get other women into the picture. So, Mordechai gives her advice. He tells her, Mordechai gives Achshveres advice. He tells him, start another pageant. And that's why in Megillas Esther, after Esther is chosen, says there was another pageant. What's Achshveres looking for another wife for? Why is there another beauty pageant going on? So our sages say he was trying to pressure Esther. Mordechai gave him this advice. And at the same time, Mordechai standing behind his back and signaling Esther, don't give in. Come on, you can do it. Don't tell him. So he's got to play both roles. Why is this relevant to us? Because if you want to get this girl to be jealous and to feel like she doesn't really have you, then involve another girl into the dating process. If you want this girl to feel like she's with you and you're interested in her and she's the only one in this world and you, she might be your wife and all you'll care about is her, don't mention another girl. It's true for life afterwards too. Could be your sister, could be your any other girl. You should try to minimize complimenting other women in the house. Compliments go to her. That's
but you know what I told us about the story where the fiance was too friendly with her sister?
Yeah.
That was a true story.
We said,
talking about disclosure.
What
you don't have to say.
What do you tell about your past? So people like to feel like they were reborn the second they entered Machon Meir, and to an extent they were. But you can't reborn. People feel life started at Machon Meir. It's true. Life does start at Machon Meir. But there's an aspect where we are where we came from. I told girls that I had a TV in the house. I know what Cheers is. I know what else. I can tell you, Car 54, where are you? Now sound real ancient. But most of you guys don't even know that. I grew up with a TV. So it's not something I'll bring up on the first date. It's not something I'll tell the Shadchan. But I'm not looking to cover that up. That's who I am. Maybe today I have to cover it up. I have a beard. Like, they call me Rabbi. But with the girl I'm dating, so she has to know who I am. I don't have to put all the trash on the table on the first date. But some of it is going to have to get on the table. So how much yeah and how much not? That's a hard call. I don't think you have to go into specifics about I have this girl and that girl and this girl and that girl. In general, if you were with other girls, then at some point she's going to hear that. And that's pretty much understandable. What else? What about our parents? What about our home? So
your parents.
And once she sees
your parents.
Right.
So That's your call. I think that should come up. I think every person is a product of his home. On the other hand, I don't think it has to be necessarily on the first date, even though ordinarily we do say, what do you talk about on the first date? Talk about your family. So if you're not comfortable doing that, then you could push that off to the second or third or fourth date. But I wouldn't leave it for a 15th date. I think we are a product of where we come from. If a person feels totally detached, he spent the last 30 years away from home, so maybe he has to say that too. At least something. I don't see how you could date and try to get to know a person without knowing the basics. So if you feel that in your circumstance there's more you want to leave out, think about it. Think about like what's really going to lay the foundations. I went out with a girl that seemed like it was going good. And things were moving forward. And then I came to the conclusion this wasn't it. So I was a very nice guy. And I tried to break her slowly. And we'll make a long story short. We'll get back to the story later. But she took it very hard. She refused to accept that we're not continuing. So the conversation went on for an hour. And then another hour, and then another hour, and then another hour. After I told her, I think like we don't match. and then another hour.
How many 5 hours?
We went out on a lot of hours, a lot of dates. We were sitting at a hospital entrance room, like, so there wouldn't be a problem with a boy and girl being alone at night. And we sat there, and I saw she was having a hard time digesting it. We sat there till 5 o'clock in the morning. She didn't let me go. She just kept, but why not? And what about this, and this, and that, and this? And, okay, look, I don't want to hurt her feelings. I want, at the end, that she should feel confident and good about herself to continue and date someone else and get married. So I'm not going to break her heart like that. I had told her at 11 o'clock I didn't think we matched. But she wanted to hash it out. So what can I say? If we would have been in a scenario where there was a problem of yichud, we're going to discuss the halachos tomorrow morning, that we're in a place where it's only, you're not allowed to be with the girl in a place where there's no one else. But we were at a hospital, so it's not a problem. I mean, we were right at the entrance where all night people were coming in and out. We were like sitting. So why am I telling you this? Because I did a lot to make her feel good. Like every girl I wanted to end off well with. But this girl, exceptionally, if there was one girl, you'll ask me, I spent a lot to try and make her feel good at the end of the date, and to end off on good terms, it was her. So what would you think this girl would do to me? You'd think, like, maybe she'd offer me to date a friend, right? I offered her to date a friend of mine. That's turns awesome. Out that, I don't know how, other girls knew I dated her. Maybe she told other girls, I don't know how word got out. And she took anything she could to stick knives in my back, say bad things about me. I got word back afterwards. She would take things and make them all the way upside down. Like stories that...
Like it was her who dumped you.
I don't know if she said she dumped me, but there were things... I don't want to say the stories because I never know who's going to hear this. So I don't want it to get back to her, like who she was.
How did she know people that dated you?
Like, I don't know. I don't know how they got her number. I don't know how... unless she told a lot of people she was dating me. I don't know. I don't know how girls knew to call her to verify about me. But I know that when I was dating, girls would call her. More than one girl called her to verify about me. And I know she said bad things. So what bad things could you say? So she said, oh, he's a little crazy, he's a little from, he's a little this, he's a little that. I'm not going into details. There were issues with which I felt, whatever, I don't want to go into details. So, okay, I can only tell you that every story she said that got back to me was something that she did something wrong. Not that I did something wrong. But she managed to present it in a way that I looked crazy. She did something that was immodest. Like, she did something when we were dating that was completely immodest. And when we broke off, after 5 hours, she's begging me, like, why not? Da-da-da-da. So I slipped. I said something I shouldn't have said. I said, you know, we're a little different. If my wife did this, it would really bother me. I have a special sensitivity. I didn't say she did something immodest. I said, you know, if my wife did this, it would really, really bother me. That's the extent of what I said. And she started quoting this. Every girl that wanted to go with me, she'd quote this. She'd say, you know, he's crazy. Even if you do this, and she made it sound like totally different, he gets all crazy. He expects you to be like perfection and modesty. Like, so she took advantage. The girls were calling her. She took a story and presented it like she did nothing wrong, of course, right? Okay, so that's up to interpretation. Why am I telling you this? Because you have, when you're dating, we said you have to be truthful. We said you have to tell about your past. But you have to take into account that you never know who's going to call this girl to verify about you. And you never know how you're going to end off with this girl. As nice as the guys you could be, as much as you could want to end off nicely with her, you don't know how it's going to end with her. You have no control over it. I'm telling you, I did my utmost. It couldn't have been so bad if she spent all night. I couldn't have been such a bad guy. Yeah, I mean, couldn't be that bad. And yet, after she was married, she was still sticking knives into my back. You'd think, girl, you got married, do me a favor. What you got against me? I didn't do anything. No, she was married. And I know that even then, girls called her, and she did her job. Baruch Hashem, I'm married. But I'm telling you, you can't know where things are going to end. So on the one hand, I'm telling you, you have to be truthful. But on the other hand, you don't have to make yourself vulnerable. You don't have to give off information.
Yeah,
I had a guy... What?
The first date, you have to...
Not only the first date. I had a guy who had a certain urinary issue. He had a urinary issue. And he was worried. He started dating a girl very, very seriously. And he was worried that, to be honest, they're already dating. It looks like it's going to be it. He should tell her. So I told him, look, this has nothing to do with her, and this is something that affects, I'll give you the percentages, this is not relevant to her. You know that 1 in 5 people have this issue? What are you going to say? 1 in 5 people aren't, this is, halachically, you have nothing to say, and if you do, you're just going to get her to be worried. So he didn't. But he thought maybe it has to do with fertility. I said, okay, I'll send you to whatever fertility expert you want. It has nothing to do with it. I'm telling you, any doctor and any rabbi is going to tell you that this has no relevance. It's like you're telling her you have indigestion. Does she care how you digest? Some husbands digest better. Some husbands digest worse. This is a non-issue. You're going to tell it to her. You're going to make it into an issue. You're going to get her worried. The guy didn't say anything. He got married. They didn't have kids. Came to me 3 months after the wedding. And he said, you can't imagine how thankful I am I didn't say anything. If I would have said something, you know how crazy she would have been? It's all because of you. It's because of that thing. It's because of this. He came to me. Now it's like 8 months to their wedding. He still comes to me every month or two. She's not pregnant yet, I guess. He still comes to me every month or two. And he says, can't imagine how thankful I am. You can't imagine. Every month I'm thanking you. Why? Because that's a case where they even got married. And he could have shot himself in the foot. So on the one hand, we're saying, be honest. Whatever's relevant, and she has to know. And if you're not sure if something's relevant, consult a rabbi. But not everything's relevant. I had a guy who told a girl he had indigestion. And he said, I'll give you my doctor's phone number. So he got her all nervous about his indigestion. They were holding by getting engaged. And she was calling doctors to check out his indigestion. The engagement got delayed by almost 3 months and was almost canceled because he got her all worried about his indigestion. Well, if he's telling her it's a serious issue and he's telling her to call his doctor, then why shouldn't she be worried? So I told the guy, why didn't you talk to me first? He almost killed it. The shidduch almost blew up. Like, he got her all scared. He told her, I have something really serious to tell you. I know everything's ready. We're about to get engaged. I want you to know something serious. So he wanted to be honest. It wasn't serious. He made it serious. So they're married, happily married, have children today. It's very nice. But you don't have to shoot yourself in the foot. Before you're going to go say something, speak to someone. Even if you're convinced this girl is it, discuss with the rabbi, someone else, I don't care, someone who knows halacha, what you should say and how you should say it. There's no point in killing yourself. And sometimes you're getting the girl scared for nothing. So I can't stress this enough because people sometimes out of goodwill and they don't want the girl to feel like I wasn't honest with her. And with the greatest intentions, you could kill yourself. I have many stories in this vein, but I think you get the point, so I'm not elaborating. So consult. I'm not telling you not to tell. If you don't tell, sometimes you're a thief, you're a liar. But sometimes you have to know what to say and how to say it. Okay, so we finished with she said yes. You said yes. She said yes. I'm just going to add one more point. Sometimes it's very common that a guy tells you, you know, I have a girl. I think it might interest you. Here are the details. Check her out. You check her out. She doesn't seem like she's for you. What's the next thing you do? You say, shucks, I don't want to go back to him. It's not comfortable going back to a guy who put himself out to offer you a girl and tell him no.
How do you check her out?
The way we discussed with the references. So what's become common practice is that guys just don't come back to you. I offer a guy shidduch, and if he's not interested, he just ignores me. I don't exist. That's become common practice. Well, guys, that's not acceptable. I'm sorry. You have to be a mensch. As uncomfortable as it is to come back and say, I don't think it's for me, the right thing is to come back and say, I don't think it's for me. Why don't people want to do it? Because some matchmakers are a nudge. They drive you crazy. You come back and you say, I don't think it's for me. And they say, well, why not? I really think it's for you. Give it a shot. Come on, you should really try. She's an amazing girl. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that makes it all the more uncomfortable. So that's why people don't want to get into that. They don't come back. That's not right. You have to be a mensch. The right thing is, it's not for you, call the guy back. By me, it works against the guys in another front, because if they don't come back to me, then I'm not going to come back to them with another girl, because I think they're still looking into this one, or they got a better offer. I usually give a guy a month. If he doesn't come back to me in a month, then I come to him and I say, I take it this wasn't for you, right? Okay, fine, we'll think of something else. But I understand why guys don't want to come back to me. Not that I nudge them. I respect what they say. But on the other hand, the right thing, in my opinion, is to come back with an answer. Okay, you said yes. She said yes.
Yes,
you get a phone. You said you're interested in dating her. Uh-huh. She said she's interested in dating you. Now the guy calls you up and says, this is her name. This is her number. You're welcome to call her. So what you should try to do is ask the guy who's making the connection between you to ask her, When you tell him a positive answer, when you tell him yes, ask him to ask her when you could reach her. If she's going to say yes, then ask at what number and at what time can I reach her. You don't want to call and talk to her brother, and he'll say, just a second, she can't come to the phone now. Call again and talk to her mother. I'm sorry, she's not home now. Call again and talk to her, whatever. You don't want that. Save yourself the time. Could be after you've dated 15 times, and you want to hear what the home is like. So what I did with my own wife was I called when I knew she wasn't home. And I said, I want to see her out. I don't know, just a second, I'll ask mom. Oh, now the phone's off the hook, and I'm hearing what's going on inside the house. So I got a feel of what's going on inside the house. I heard different things. What's going on? Oh, no, she's not home. Okay, when can I call again? Say, call. You can play the game. You're allowed to do that later on. But you don't want to do that on a first date. You want to catch the girl. So it's always good to know at what number and at what time you could call her. And when you call her, just like you did with a friend, be polite and ask her, is it a convenient time to talk? Maybe she's on a bus now. What's she going to do, talk to you on a bus? Maybe she has a friend over. Maybe someone surprised her. There could be 100 reasons why, even though she thought it would be convenient to talk, now it isn't. So, ask. The first conversation.